My recording of Measure for Measure comes from Act 3, Scene 2, and it's the Duke speaking as the friar. He who the sword of heaven will bear should be as holy as severe. Pattern in himself to know, grace to stand, and virtue grow, more nor less to others' pang, than by self-offenses weighing. Shame to him whose cruel striking kills for faults of his own liking. Twice treble shame on Angelo to weed my vice and let his grow. Oh, what may man within him hide, though angel on the outward side? How many likeness made in crime, making practice on the times, to draw with idle spider strings most ponderous and substantial things. Craft against vice I must apply. With Angelo till night shall lie his old betrothed, but despised. So disguise shall, by the disguise, pay with falsehood false exacting, and perform an old contracting. What I like about this is that the Duke is basically putting everything in motion that is going to help bring the play to our resolution. He also is voicing his displeasure at Angelo, and how disappointed he is in the hypocrisy, that Angelo is displaying. He left Angelo in charge to break bad on everybody, and Angelo's doing it, but he's also doing things that he's punishing everybody else for. So the Duke finds this very disconcerting, which any good ruler hopefully would. So anyway, I think he is waiting for his traps to be sprung and waiting to catch Angelo. I think the sweet part for him is catching Angelo in the act so that he can maybe even publicly condemn him for what he's done. So the Duke is, above all else, a very political animal. Which I guess he would have to be if he wants to be in charge of his city-state for the number of years moving forward.